Two dreams were fulfilled last night as Malachi Branham and E.J. Liddell heard their names called at the 2022 NBA Draft. The smiles, the tears, the cheers, the hugs, it was all worth it. All the work their entire lives was worth it for what happened last night. And we will talk all about it right here on Locked On Buckeyes.
You are Locked On Buckeyes, your daily podcast on the Ohio State Buckeyes. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What's up, Buckeyes fans? Welcome back to an episode of Locked On Buckeyes from Locked On Podcast Network. I'm your host, Jay Stevens, also the host of the Jay Stevens Podcast. It is Friday, June 24th in the year 2022, and I want to thank you for making Locked On Buckeyes your first listen or first watch of every single day. On today's episode, we will be joined by Jeff Garcia, the host of Locked On Spurs, as he helps us learn about what to expect as Malachi Branham joins the San Antonio Spurs. But first, the draft tonight is always a highlight for the young men that have worked their entire lives for this moment. Getting your name called, hearing your name called, what team you're going to go to, putting the hat on your head. It's always a surreal moment for everyone involved. Malachi Branham went number 20 overall to the San Antonio Spurs, and E.J. Liddell went 41 overall in the second round to the New Orleans Pelicans. Both players fell and slipped from where they were projected to go. A lot of people thought you're going to get a mid first round pick, draft pick of Malachi Branham, probably late lottery, all the way down to 16, 17, 18. And then you also thought that sometimes at some point in the latter part of the first round, E.J. Liddell would go off the board. However, that's not the case. That's not the way things went. I was watching the draft, and I'm like, okay, cool. I'm like, all right, I got it. I'm sitting back at home getting some things ready at nighttime, just watching, and I'm like, still there. He's still there. They're both still there. Pick 16. Is Branham going to get taken? I mean, I remember at one point, I was going back and forth between ABC's coverage of the NBA draft and ESPN's coverage of the NBA draft. And at one point, Jay Billis, I was on the ESPN broadcast, and he looked at his top five best available players. Branham was one, Liddell was three. And I'm like, hey, y'all, these guys are available. But they kept slipping, they kept slipping, they kept slipping. 20 to the Spurs is amazing. 41 to the Pelicans is amazing as well. I loved seeing the smile of Malachi Branham. I love seeing E.J. Liddell's drop of his head when his name was called. And you know, when that bad boy sinks in, you have no idea what's going to happen next. Branham to the Spurs is huge. I think that being able to be coached by Greg Popovich in your rookie year in the National Basketball Association is a huge luxury. Something that not everybody has at their disposal. There are 30 teams in the association. There's only one Greg Popovich. He's only able to coach one team. That's it. And I do think you have a guy who's coached for multiple decades, a guy who has won 5 NBA championships, that has coached numerous NBA Hall of Famers, probably 4. I can think of 4 at the top of my head, between Parker, Ginobili, Duncan, and Robinson. David Robinson, former scoring champ as well. He has coached a lot of these players. And so you're getting a guy that's now in a rebuild mold, and he wants you to be a part of a rebuild down in San Antonio, Texas. Hey, Malachi, this is amazing for you. But then you have E.J. Liddell, who can literally use this as fuel. Now, you may want to say, Jay, why in the world did Liddell fall to the second round? There's a few reasons why he fell. Foot speed, defensively, who can he defend? If he's going to be an undersized 4, is he going to be able to be someone who can guard guys that are 6'4", 268, that are on the wing or inside? Foot speed's not there. What's another reason? He's undersized. Is he 6'7"? Is he going to be a 3-man? Is he going to be a 4-man? Where is he? Is he going to be a 5-man in a small ball lineup? What is he going to be in the association? Is he such a good scorer that his deficiencies on defense can be overlooked. No, they cannot. That's not the case. Now, going into the season, it was talked about that Liddell could be a lottery pick, and that was true. However, once we saw the season progress, we saw the season go on, I like Liddell's game for college. I think Liddell could be a good piece on an NBA team. But first round, as I think about it more, as I talk it out, baby, that's just tough. I understand why he fell. But Liddell can also use this as fuel and say, hey, I fell. All these teams looked over me. All these teams skipped over me. All these teams had a chance to draft EJ Liddell, and they did not. He can use this as fuel and say, hey, well, wash my hands of this. I won't let this get to me. Next time we're on the court, I'm coming for you. I'm coming for you. I'm coming for you. I'm coming for you. I mean, literally just like pointing out each person, saying a GM, oh, you could have got me at 38. You didn't. Oh, you could have got me at 35. You didn't. Oh, you could have gotten me at 20, Greg Popovich. But you chose the younger guy on the team that I just came from. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter where you go. This is an exciting time for both of these guys. And think about what this does for Chris Holtmann. I mean, Chris Holtmann is the coach that I have been critical of. You have been critical of. There have been reasons for us to be critical of them. I even heard in a post-game press conference, someone asked Chris Holtmann if the team was soft after they lost to the Michigan Wolverines. The team did look soft in that game, but Chris Holtmann has been asked a lot of questions. And right now he can look at and say, we are working on things in Columbus, but you want to know how things can get better for me and the guys on my team and for guys that I'm recruiting? We just had two guys drafted for the very first time since 2007 in 15 years. I believe it was Daquan Cook, Mike Conley, and Greg Oden. Oden went one overall. I believe Conley was a first-round pick. And I want to say Daquan Cook was a second-round pick, but don't quote me on that. This is a huge time for these players, for these athletes, and I am oh so happy for Liddell and for Brandon that they are now professional basketball players. Speaking of Brandon specifically, what can we expect from him in his first year in San Antonio? Why did the Spurs take him at number 20 in this year's NBA draft? Well, coming up next, Jeff Garcia of Locked On Spurs will join us to fill us in on both of those thoughts and a whole lot more. You will not want to miss my conversation with Jeff Garcia. It comes up next. BetOnline.net is your number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest sports developments, league reviews, and news, including this year's NHL playoffs and Major League Baseball. BetOnline is your continued source for all your sporting wagering information, including live betting, esports, and scores. And BetOnline.net remains the best spot for all your sports scores, podcasts, and news this season. BetOnline.net is the fastest and easiest way to check in on all your favorite sports and events, including MMA, boxing, and golf. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to learn more about the trends and action. BetOnline, where the game starts. The excitement of the NBA draft is still in the air, and I am very happy to welcome Jeff Garcia, the host of Locked On Spurs, as the Spurs drafted Malachi Branham with the number 20 pick in last night's NBA draft. Jeff is here to discuss and talk about what Branham brings to the Spurs. Jeff Garcia, welcome to Locked On Buckeyes.
Hey, thanks for having me on Locked On Buckeyes. Appreciate it. You guys do a bang-up job here. Yeah, Malachi, woo. There's Spurs having luck at draft, and then there's Spurs having luck at draft, and this is what it was. I really was surprised that he was still on the board at number 20. Even before the pick was put in, you know, you look at all the outlets saying, like, the number one option at that time was Malachi out of Ohio State, and the Spurs had to take him. Look, heading into the draft, GM Brian Wright, San Antonio, did make it very clear. We're going to go with the best available player whenever we are picking. And the Spurs hit a home run. Now, what the Spurs lack last season, Malachi can fill in. This was often said throughout last season, DeJounte Murray needs help. He can't carry the load. He can't carry the scoring load. You know, he tried throughout the whole season. And yeah, credit Keldon Johnson. You know, he came on late in the season. It just wasn't enough. Malachi can help on the offensive end. Guy's a bucket getter, three-level scorer, inside, outside, mid-range, three-shot. He has it all. Now, I spoke with him after the Spurs made the selection. I asked him, like, is there a guy that you're looking forward to going up against in team practice, learning from? He said DeJounte Murray. He said he's looking forward to going at him. He's looking forward to learning from him. Interesting enough, though, Jay, he did say that he's wanting to learn more about the defensive end, which surprised me because I thought he was, is it safe to say, an adequate defender at Ohio?
Adequate, decent, needs work. That's how I would describe him with defensively. Yeah. I am more of a defensive guy. I do like when I play basketball, not the best offensively. I do try to be more of a defender. Yeah. That's not what he is on the basketball court. Yeah. He needs to work on that. So I'm interested to hear him say that he needs to work on defense when he gets there in San Antonio. You mentioned that you were surprised that he was still on the board. Why were you surprised that he was still available at number 20?
With NBA having scoring as a premium, you know they want to get points up on the board. I mean, that's what the NBA is nowadays, and defense kind of has taken a side. He was there. You know, you would think like a team ahead of San Antonio would have grabbed him, and they did it. Now, this also is a bigger picture thing too, because with the selection of Malachi, this kind of now clouds the future of Lonnie Walker in San Antonio. Lonnie Walker and Malachi are very similar in style of play, athletic freaks. But with Lonnie Walker, a restricted free agent, and Malachi, you know, incoming freshman in the NBA, you know, that is going to pose a question. Now, before you hit the record button here, you asked me, okay, well, give your viewers kind of a background, what's going on with the team and everything. They are in full rebuild mode. This is rebuild. It's funny, Jay. At the NBA draft, I've gone to several. I think this is like my 10th now that I've done. So I got a lot to know a lot of the NBA staff. And usually when I run into them, Jay, they say, oh, you know, in years past, they're like, okay, well, good to see you. Hello, goodbye. Because the Spurs never had multiple first round picks. Last night, or whenever you put this show up, some of the staff are saying, you're still here. I mean, yeah, because the Spurs have three first round picks and plus a fourth in the second. But going back to Malachi, interesting enough, though, he said that whenever he did work out with the Spurs, that it was a very competitive. He worked out with multiple players. It was not a one-on-one. And he worked out with Jeremy Sochan, you know, who Spurs took at number 9, Blake Wesley, who the Spurs took at 25. So he was able to kind of already see what he's going to be up against in San Antonio colors, that being Jeremy and Blake. So he has a familiarity with his fellow rookies there. Another thing that you got to keep in mind with the Spurs and why I think Malachi could possibly creep in some minutes with San Antonio is the fact that I mentioned they are in full rebuild. They're in a youth movement. They're trying to bring in more scoring options, because that was a big issue for the Spurs last night. They would go in severe droughts. Malachi could feel that. Now, hate to break the news to you guys over here at this Buckeyes podcast, but yeah, he probably will be wearing an Austin Spurs G League jersey for the near future. The Spurs have a logjam at the guard position now. I mean, it's bad, but it's a good problem to have. DeJounte Murray, Trey Jones, Josh Primo, Blake Wesley now. And now you throw in Malachi. And then who knows what's going to happen in the future with Lonnie Walker, but you lump him in as of right now. So, yeah, you'll likely see him be playing in the G League. He did tell me that he can only control what he can control. And if it means him going to Austin Spurs G League team, then so be it. But I can tell you this much, that Spurs Summer League team and Austin Spurs team is going to be fun to watch. Malachi is definitely going to light it up. Defense is going to have to be worked on. Fortunately for him, Popovich and the Spurs system preach that. Now, I think ultimately, Jay, that may hold him back from seeing significant NBA minutes initially. But I think as he gets along, you know, his track here in San Antonio, everything will be fine. I mean, look, DeMar DeRozan went to San Antonio via trade. got better at defense when he exited to leave to Chicago. So I think if they could work with DeMar with that, they could definitely work with Malachi. He's a sponge. I expect him to be, you know, pushing the Spurs coaching staff towards the end of the season, like saying, okay, he's like destroying the competition in the G League. We got to bring him in here now because there's no point for him to be up there anymore. I really expect to see that maybe towards NBA trade deadline time-ish. He needs to get his feet wet. He needs to take his lumps. He needs to work on that defense. All in all, great, great pick for San Antonio.
This episode is brought to you by Rock Auto. With the ever-increasing numbers of makes and models, it's now impossible for your local chain auto parts store to stock all the parts you need. Why endure often pointless or seemingly intimidating questioning? Is your Odyssey an LX or an EX? And wait while the person behind the counter orders the parts on their computer, choosing the only brand their warehouse happens to carry. You have computers with access to rockauto.com at home and in your pocket. Save time and money. When using Rock Auto, why choose to spend 30%, 50%, even 100% more for the same parts from a chain store or car dealership? Go explore their easy-to-use website to find the solution to your auto part needs. Go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck right locked on in their How Did You Hear About Us box so they know we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. RockAuto.com.
We are here with Jeff Garcia. He is the host of Locked On Spurs. Jeff, I love Greg Popovich. I've loved what he's been able to do from his time, even going back to the 90s. It's very rare, and it's hard for me to still believe he has been coaching in San Antonio, the Spurs, the head coach, for that long. I mean, he coached David Robinson, and then he's won, what, 5 NBA championships? It's a luxury to have Greg Popovich as your first coach in the National Basketball Association. Yeah. How do you think Malachi Branham is approaching this new journey, this venture with the Hall of Fame basketball coach?
I asked him that after he got picked. He said he's looking forward to it. He tipped his cap towards Popovich. So he's ready. And I think what's going to do him well is if you take the blueprint last year, the Spurs really signaled to the NBA, okay, we're in rebuild mode. And Popovich was very, very patient. That was the most patient Greg Popovich I've seen in quite some time. So I think the patience, the nurturing, sometimes getting on him and getting on him is going to happen. And that's going to be needed for him. I mean, we forget, Jay, that these guys are kids. They're 19 years old. They're technically teenagers still. And at this too, Popovich has been coaching even before these guys were born. So you're going to have a lot of patience. Fortunately, Popovich showed that he can have that aspect. He's adjusted again. Is he going to get chewed out? Yeah. I mean, there's video last year, Popovich chewing out Josh Primo on the bench in the middle of a game in front of fans. So if Primo can take it, you expect a Malachi to do the same. He's going to have to. I expect the DeJounte factor to really help him learn fast. I think if Malachi can take anything from DeJounte, it's going to have to be that defense. It wouldn't be surprised if these two guys have a shootout in practice. I would love to see video of that. Just an all-out, offensive showdown. But on the defensive end, I think DeJounte is going to give him a little bit of some business on that end of the court. But that's going to be good for him. I wouldn't call Malachi a project player. I would say need seasoning player. And I think he's going to make an impact with San Antonio sooner than later.
Need seasoning.
Yeah.
This makes me think about a conversation I had where I overheard with my brother and his wife about how he seasons chicken versus how she seasons chicken. One does a little bit more, what most people like. One does a little bit not enough. It sounds like Malachi Branham is good. Your first round pick, you got to be good.
Yeah.
But you need to add some more seasoning like my brother does when he seasons his chicken. I'm just going to say that out there right now.
Yeah.
You're saying he needs some seasoning. In what areas do you expect him to get better in while playing in the G League?
Oh, I think what's great about the G League, and especially with the Austin Spurs, which is the San Antonio Spurs G League affiliate, is they let the kids mess up.
Okay.
They let them experiment. They let them take their lumps. I mean, let's put it this way. Josh Primo last year, you know, was a turnover machine in Austin. I think he averaged nearly four a game.
Yeah.
Now you look at that, you're like, what are you doing, Josh? I mean, come on. Well, if you watch the games, they're running the offense through him. They were letting him do things. So I suspect they may do the same with Malachi. So right off the bat, you know, Locked On Buckeyes fans, don't panic. If you're looking at his stats in Austin, and like, he's averaging four and he's chucking up how many shots? It's because they kind of force feed them. They force feed them to learn the Spurs system. They try to make that transition from the G League to the San Antonio team as easy as they can. So whatever the Spurs run in the AT&T Center, they run out in the Austin Spurs arena. So expect that. Don't freak out, Buckeyes fans, if you see some atrocious numbers when some nights in the Austin Spurs out of Malachi. That just happens. They let them experiment. How much did they experiment? I remember talking to Bryn Forbes, former Spur, years ago. He came into the San Antonio just known as a shooting guard, but he had to take cut his teeth at the G League. And he told me, he goes, I never played point guard, but they're forcing me to play point guard. You know, so you saw that ripple effect in his numbers. Primo, same thing with, he told me last year, I really wasn't the primary ball handler at Alabama, but here I am. And they're forcing me to do that. Expect Malachi to do things out of his comfort zone.
I think about the G League, and I think about a player in Dwayne Washington Jr. from a former Buckeye from last year's team who came to the Pacers, and I believe he got a two-way contract back and forth, as you know so well. Mm-hmm. At the end of the season, he was rewarded because of his hard work and his progression and him getting better with a concrete contract with the Pacers. He earned that. Mm-hmm. Now, granted, the Pacers had injuries and the Pacers were trash, so it also gave Dwayne Washington Jr. a lot more time in the NBA than probably expected because the Pacers were not a good team.
Right.
The Spurs are a team that's rebuilding. They have a head coach that knows what he is doing, but even in a rebuild, you might see Malachi Branham at the G League, then called back up. Called back up.
That's
to simply
happen.
See how he's going to do when he's playing lesser competition versus the best of the best. I do think, though, him playing G League, as you say, as you anticipate, not a bad thing.
Mm-mm.
Not a bad thing at all. No, I mean, you're 19 years old. You have played 1 year of college. You're still growing into your body. Your brain is still developing. Your body's still developing. And so playing that G League level, then going to the NBA, I personally see no problem with it.
Mm-hmm.
And as you talk about the logjam and the number of guards that the Spurs have, honestly, it could be a blessing in disguise saying, well, you could either sit on the bench and not play at all and rot and just mope and not and be disgruntled because you're not playing basketball, or go down a level, play, keep your legs fresh, and then when you're needed to play up with the Spurs, the San Antonio Spurs will call you up and you can do your thing that way. So really, Jeff, this could be a blessing in disguise. The G League is able to be not just a farm system, if you want to call it that way, but it's also a way for these guys to keep their legs fresh and to be ready when called upon.
Right. And I believe it was Blake Wesley, after the Spurs picked him last night, he mentioned to me that he looked at Josh Primo. He said, I mean, look at Primo. You know, now look at him, that he appreciates that Spurs development system. And I think it's going to bode well for Malachi once he puts on that Spurs uniform. And it's going to happen quick. I mean, the Summer League is, what, in two, three weeks, something like that? So it's around the corner.
It's going to quick. I saw the dates last night.
Yeah,
I want to say it's the first week in July, but I could be false. Could be the second. It's right around the corner.
Yeah, it's right around the corner. So they're going to be thrown to the fire fast. Good. Get them out in that fire now. But like I said before, I do anticipate Malachi to come to San Antonio sooner than later. Not to say that he won't be, you know, playing early in the season, but he's going to make those trips to Austin and San Antonio back and forth and back and forth. And your Buckeye fans are going to get all crazy. He got recalled to San Antonio. Here we go, baby. And guess what? He's going to be sitting on the bench. That's just the part of the pattern. Yeah. Now, the good news is there was a time where the Spurs heavily relied on the Austin Spurs system where players like DeJounte Murray, mm-hmm. Lonnie Walker mm-hmm. would cook there for an entire season. Okay. That pattern has changed. If you look at recent Spurs history, Keldon Johnson being the perhaps the best example, they're now going with a partial. So you'll see them wearing Austin Spurs jersey 2-3 months, and then we're good to go. Boom. You know, they're in San Antonio now. That could be them riding the bench for days on end. Yeah. But at least they're in San Antonio colors. I mean, look at Josh Primo again, another example. 2-3 months in Austin, brought him back to San Antonio, and he stayed put. So Popovich did admit last season that opting to throw in Josh Primo to the fire was an option, and they did it. I expect Malachi to get that treatment as well. And I like the fact that there's a lot of guards, as you mentioned, the competitiveness. If Malachi is competitive, well, then let's see how competitive he is, because they're going to be fighting for minutes. They're going to be fighting for playing time. They're going to be wanting to show out. Malachi can do it. And look, I like him. I like the kid. You know, that was a solid, solid pick. The Spurs need help on the offensive end, and he provides that.
He does, Jeff. This has been fun. A lot of fun with you. If you could let everyone know where they can follow mm-hmm. you on Twitter, and then where they can catch Locked On Spurs every day as well.
Absolutely. But before I do that, should we try to tease your listeners and ask the trivia question that we figured out before we recorded?
Please go right ahead.
Yeah, yeah.
The floor is yours.
Yeah. Here's some trivia for all you Buckeye fans here at Locked On Buckeyes. Who was the last Ohio Buckeye that the Spurs drafted before Malachi? I even stumped your host here. I stumped your host here.
He did. I will just simply say this. Leave your answer in the comments, the YouTube comment section. I know who it is. Jeff knows who it is. But do you know who the answer is to that question that Jeff just asked? Leave the answer in the YouTube comments. Leave your guess. And I might tweet out a couple of good answers because we can have fun with this one. Jeff, back to you. Where can people follow you on Twitter and listen to your show?
Yeah, follow me on Twitter at Jeff G Spurs Zone. Subscribe to Lockdown Spurs wherever you get your favorite podcast, Google Play, Stitcher, iTunes, and YouTube. I write for Kins5SanAntonio.com. So go check out. Yes, I do have exclusive interviews with Malachi, some one-on-ones. I got back late from Barclays the other night, so I'm a little tired. They will eventually get up on the website. So just hang on tight, Buckeye fans. My chat with Malachi are coming, and you're going to really enjoy what he had to say.
And, guys, you can follow me on Twitter at JSteven07. We will have a look at EJ Liddell and his new home coming up next week. Guys, it's Friday. Let's enjoy the weather. Let's enjoy this time. Beautiful weather outside. Mm-hmm. Buckeyes are drafted, and football recruiting is hot. I personally expect a couple of recruits to commit over the weekend. Do you? And oh, yeah, we'll also try to get John Garcia Jr. back on the show next week as well. He's been busy this week. We'll try to get him on at least once next week, maybe twice. Guys, that's Jeff Garcia. I am Jay Stevens, the host of the podcast. Have a great day. Have a great weekend.